If a man were teaching and preaching the gospel sincerely and faithfully in a community, should he expect that everybody is going to believe it? And should he stay with them and continue to work with them on the idea that they would eventually come through to believe? Is it possible for a person who is teaching the gospel or preaching the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ to expect to convince everybody? Should we expect that? This will be seen as we come to the end of the book of Acts, and we are seeing what happened with Paul when he was in Rome. Now, this man Paul was an apostle of long standing, much experience in preaching. And the circumstances of his coming to Rome had been very dramatic. He had attracted attention in his ministry, and now he is being brought as a prisoner, and people would be gathering around him. And we're going to see now in the 28th chapter of the book of Acts what he had to face about these things. I'm going to start reading at verse 21. He has just told the chief of the Jews, whom he had in his house, he has just told them that the Jews back in Jerusalem had him arrested, had him accused, and he was here now after his appeal to Caesar. He was here not because he wanted to cause any trouble so far as his own people was concerned, but he wanted to stand before them to be judged to see if he was doing anything that was breaking any law. And then he wanted these people to know that his being a prisoner, his coming under these circumstances, was not due to any malice on his part about them. He wasn't trying to disturb anybody, and he wanted them to know what the situation actually was in out of which he had been arrested. Now in verse 21, they said unto him, "We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came or showed or spake any harm of thee, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." There was general opposition to the gospel, general opposition to the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we now find that they were everywhere spoken against. So far as Paul was concerned, there was nothing against him personally. They didn't know about him. They were, in a sense, against what he was saying. And when they said, "We know that everywhere it is spoken against," they quoted the kind of argument you will hear many, many times. And I want you to notice here that you have a real vivid example of the unreliable nature of popular comment. So when someone says you, "Everybody's against it," be careful. As we commonly say, don't buy that, his statement that everybody is against it. Some may be against it. One may be against it. A very prominent man may be against it. And people may not know anything about it. And yet it could be true all the time. The popular comment is very unreliable. And you and I have to be careful about it. Now look at verses 23 and 24. "And when they had appointed him a day..." You see, the first time he called them in, he explained why he was there. That is to say, he accounted for him being a prisoner. "But when they had appointed him a day, there came many to join him in his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening." This is a wonderful thumbnail sketch of Paul's ministry, his presentation of the gospel. It's worth looking at again and just noticing each part of it. "To whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God." Now that's the main thing he talked about. And this kingdom of God was a relationship with God wherein God rules in your heart. It's where you yield yourself to God, and God will, by his Holy Spirit, bring the mind of Christ into you so that you are not your own, and it'll be Christ in you that's the hope of glory. This is the kingdom of God, and Now listen, Paul, when he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuaded them concerning Jesus, because Jesus of Nazareth had been the actual express image of God. He was the real picture of God moving a man, a human being. And that was why he is here, I think, referred to in the way in which he is. Persuaded them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. Now, true preaching of the gospel will not win all, as comes out in the next verse, because this is what we read. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. True preaching of the gospel will not get 100% response. We can't expect everybody to accept, because not everybody is minded to. Some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. But did you notice what Paul was actually doing? He was talking about the kingdom of God, and he found this in the person of Jesus. But this is of interest to me. He argued it out of the law of Moses. He took the first five books of the Bible, we commonly call the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, maybe included the book of Joshua in there too, and he talked about the things of the Lord Jesus. That's something for us who are Bible students and preachers to notice, that you can take that part of the Bible, the Pentateuch, and you can bring the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ out to the people. And that's what they were doing. That's what he was doing. Both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets. He studied the prophets and he preached them to the people to show that what Messiah was actually like. Now in verses 25 to 28, and when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well, you see, some believed and some didn't believe, and they got into a discussion about that, and then Paul said this in verse 25. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. And by the way, that's a remarkable insight into what Paul thought about the Bible. The Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers. That's what Paul thought about the Bible. The Holy Spirit was the author and used the prophet as a means to get the message across. Well spake the Holy Spirit by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing you shall hear and shall not perceive, understand, seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have not closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. That's a quotation from the Old Testament, verses 26 and 27. Indicating that there are people who will listen and never believe. There are people who will hear it, but they won't open their ears to actually understand it. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. This is, to me, a very serious thing. It implies that God will not continue pressing people forever to turn to Him. And this suggests that although there were some people like the Jews that knew the Scriptures, it suggests that even though they knew the Scriptures, they were not willing to accept the gospel. Even though they had the Scriptures in hand and could read them when they wanted to, and could talk about them to each other, they were not willing to accept the gospel. This is of very much interest to me, because it would indicate that the matter of actually believing the gospel goes on from just knowing the Scriptures. You need to know them, and then you need to believe them. But this is what Paul told them then. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves, but to no end. I always rather smile when I read about the great reasoning among themselves. A very extended argument and discussion. And they talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. But it was fruitless. And that also brings things to our minds that you and I can see. That we do well to stay with the Scriptures, receive the Scriptures, believe the Scriptures, and not get into the big argument. The argument doesn't help. Now verse 30. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. That's the way the book of Acts closes. It closes with Paul in the city of Rome, preaching and teaching. 2 whole years in his own hired house, received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all appearance, no man forbidding him. This is a case of where a man like the Apostle Paul made his circumstances his pulpit. He was a prisoner. He was there because of his preaching. Now, mind you, his actual instance of being arrested and being prolonged, his trials being prolonged, you and I know, had to do with prejudice. It had to do with the bitter opposition of the powers that be among the Jewish people. They didn't want this man coming in among them and upsetting things. And it started out in that fashion. But when Paul came to Rome, he referred to that, but he didn't make that the basic ground. He indicated that the basic ground he was there for was because he wanted to preach the gospel, and that it was because he was preaching the gospel that's why they had put him in prison. For the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. And so he had talked with these people and argued with these people and showed these people. And when the Jews didn't receive it, he turned to the Gentiles. You will keep in mind, whenever you see the word Jew here, you can think of a person who has been brought up in a believing home and taken to Sunday school and church all his childhood and boyhood days. Then he gets to the place where he can't believe, and he doesn't believe. And here's someone else over here that didn't have any kind of training like that, and he doesn't believe. The two seem to be alike. One is like a Jew, and the other is like a Gentile. And yet we will find that God will open the door to the Gentiles. Many, many people who did not have much knowledge of Scripture became Christian because they believed in the gospel as it was given to them. Our God and Heavenly Father, we pray thy blessing upon us as we come to this part of our study. And grant, as we have been going on through this book of Acts, we will have seen how again and again the gospel was received by people and believed to the saving of the soul. Help us to be faithful to it. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.